cradio.org.au.
What you're about to hear is an excerpt of an address given by Blessed Teresa of Calcutta. This recording is used with permission from her sisters in the Missionaries of Charity.
We have learned such a lot from our young aspirants, from our young sisters. At the beginning of the religious life, though I have now finished 50 years of religious life, still I learned so much. The joy, the humility with which they surrendered themselves to God. And it is for you and for me, sisters, to feed that great gift that is in the young people. And do not believe to say that when people say there are no vocations in United States, that many vocations, many more now than ever before, but they are much greater demand. They want to be holy. They want to surrender. They want to give up all or nothing. And this is everywhere, not only United States. I see that in Europe. We have a novitiate in Rome. I see it in India. I see it in Africa. I see it in Philippines. It is same exactly that demand. I want to give all. I want to be holy. I want to grow in the likeness of Christ. I want to allow Jesus to live his life in me. I want to share in his passion. I want. And there we must come there in the picture to show them how we live that passion of Christ, how we allow Jesus to live his life in us, how we share that joy of loving with others. They want to see. One day, a lady was giving us a drive. She was driving for us. In the conversation, she said, oh, I have a great love for that congregation. I said, why do you have that special love for that congregation? Because whenever the nuns meet each other, it is as if they have never seen each other. They meet each other with so much love, with so much joy. I feel that presence of Christ in them, that as if they are really in love with each other. See, she was a lay person, living a well-to-do life outside and all, and yet what struck her there, as if they were in love with each other, because they showed the joy of each other's presence. And see, this is what the young people want to see. And it is good for us, but if we don't get vocations, if the vocation don't persevere with us, instead of examining everything possible, let us examine what we are to them. What do we give them? What do they see in us? What connection we make with them? What connection they see with each other? In the work, with the people. Most of you are dealing with young people in the colleges, in the schools. What are you to them? Some time ago in Calcutta, many principals of different schools and colleges came to our house. And they were saying, Mother, we would like to give up the schools and colleges and come and share the work with you. And then I said to them, this is the most devilish temptation for you. Most devilish. Because if the devil can remove you, he will be able to destroy all the young people. You are the only one who are Christ's presence to them. You are the only one who can be the light of Christ to them. You are the only one who could live the joy of loving for them. You are the only one who can teach them what is purity, what is obedience, what is life of love for each other. that therefore stay where you are, but open your schools to our poor people, and the slums will not be slums anymore. Open your hospitals to our poor people, and no need for you to come and work with us. We'll bring people to you. And I think we came to a wonderful understanding. And so I was very happy because many schools were open to our children. Many hospitals offered to take care of our sick. And I told them, I will close down every home for the dying if you take our dying destitutes to your hospital. I will close every single school that we have for street children, for slum children, if you take our children. And so now, many priests and nuns are taking our children. And to make sure that our children don't feel cut out, because these are all paying schools. These are schools of better off people, better children, better off. So what I do, we give them a little money, 50 cents in your money, in our money, 1 rupee. And they go and they pay fees. So in the school, they sit side by side. The child is paying 100 and this little one is paying 1 only. But that one also is not free. That one also is paying something. So this is so beautiful. It has created such a wonderful feeling between the children. The children don't know. And gradually they come to know, yes, this is a poor child, my brother, my sister. And it's such a wonderful sharing between the children. Wonderful. And how? Because the sisters understood that they are going to be the light of Christ there. And to share the joy of loving by bringing these children together. This is where many vocations now are slowly coming up because of this contact of girls and boys with each other. Also, many young people, different universities from the United States, from Europe, are coming to India, to Calcutta, and sharing the work with our sisters, with the brothers. And quite a number have found Jesus back again. Just before I came, a young girl from Paris, a university student, she had been working with us for 2 weeks. Suddenly she came, she put both her hands around me and said, I found Jesus. I said, where did you find it? And she said, oh, I found him in the home for the dying. And I said, what did you do with Jesus when you found him? I went to confession, I went to Holy Communion, and I have Jesus now. And then, after 15 years, she found Jesus in the home for the dying. She found Jesus, she saw sister, what she was doing with the sick and the dying. The way she was touching them, the way she was smiling at them, she found Jesus there. And quite possible, she is a vocation. Quite possible, she will consecrate her life in her own country to just to be that touch, that sweetness, that kindness to the poor of her country. See, this is something today the young people have tremendous generosity. And they really want to see that love of God within us alive. They want to see that purity. What is chastity to us? They want to see. It is not, we say chastity not to marry. That is not enough for them. Thousands of young girls are not getting married, men and women. But that is not what they want to see. They want to see chastity, our undivided love for Christ. That thing they want to see. With a conviction that nothing and nobody is going to separate us from the love of Christ. This is what the young people want to see. That undivided love for Christ. And this is for them that chastity, that purity, that undivided love. And so I think we must pray. We must really bring Our Lady into our life fully, because she was the one who taught us how to find Jesus. And how did she find Jesus? By just being the handmaid of the Lord. She was surprised when she was called full of grace. She didn't understand, but she understood beautifully when she said, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. And she remained like that. She could have gone round, even she didn't tell St. Joseph. Poor St. Joseph did not know till the end. She didn't speak. That silence. Because God speaks in the silence of our hearts. And Our Lady knew that silence. And because she knew that silence, she was able to love from the fullness of her heart. And this that the young people want to see, that silence. The silence, the sign of our oneness with Christ, of our surrender to Him, of our being His totally. And for vocation to grow, we have to teach them that silence. Because unless we need the silence to learn to pray.
That was an excerpt of an address by Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, with special thanks to the Missionaries of Charity. For more talks, interviews and news, visit cradio.org.au. Cradio.org.au